The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has warned that the number of coronavirus cases could go up very quickly. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has expressed doubt that imposing new restrictions on people's freedoms, family life and businesses was warranted at this time. The two leaders were speaking at their respective parliamentary party meetings last night. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The mood around Leinster House last night was one of cautious optimism, but there were warnings aplenty too. Leo Varadkar told his party there was still a concern that things had stabilised at a very high level, and if anything went wrong in the run-up to Christmas, it would go wrong from a very high base. He said there was a genuine cause for concern, with people socialising more at Christmas, and the government would carefully listen to Neffet's advice on the matter before making any decisions. While the Taoiseach told a meeting of the Fianna Fáil party that the current Delta wave had stabilised, with cases and hospitalisations levelling off. But Micheál Martin warned colleagues that case numbers are still high and can flip in the wrong direction very quickly, so government remains concerned. He said there was a need to keep calm, remain cautious and await the science. While Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath said government was aware that the hospitality sector was paying the price for the positive response to public health advice. This amid strong indications that a decision on wage subsidy scheme rates for the period ahead will be made in the coming days.
The National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, is meeting today to formulate its advice to government on the pandemic. Yesterday, health officials said a first case of the new variant Omicron has been detected here, associated with travel. At today's meeting, NPHET will assess the high level of coronavirus cases, the ramifications of the Omicron variant, and the potential impact of more cases of flu, among other issues. Karen Creed reports.
In a week that began with more COVID measures being imposed, public health officials are to consider whether or not there will be a need for additional restrictions in the run-up to Christmas. The National Public Health Emergency Team meets today to discuss the impact of the current measures on the spread of the virus and review the data on COVID cases and hospitalisations. Much of the focus will be on the new variant Omicron and the uncertainties around it. Yesterday, health officials said a first case of this variant had been detected here, associated with travel. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said it was not yet known if it was more transmissible than the Delta variant and if there were implications for vaccine efficacy. He also said while the rate of coronavirus infection was slowing, it was important to remain cautious because the overall volume of cases remained high. Taking into account the increased socialising over the festive season, he said the worry would be for younger people mixing with older people who had not yet received their booster vaccine.
In South Africa, a sharp increase has been recorded in the number of coronavirus infections. Cases have risen from a weekly average of 300 a day a fortnight ago to 3,500 a day. South Africa was the first country to detect Omicron, prompting many countries, including Ireland, to impose travel restrictions on countries in southern Africa. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said testing should be used instead of travel restrictions.
The people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available to them, nor should they be collectively punished for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world.
A woman in her 40s has died in a road incident in County Kilkenny. She had been driving a car that was in collision with another vehicle at Galstown Glenmore in the south of the county. The crash happened at around 6:30 yesterday evening. The Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin has insisted he did not pull the trigger of the gun that killed a cinematographer on a film set. Speaking in his first full interview since the death of Helena Hutchins in October, he said he would never point a gun at anyone. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
There'll be sunny spells and showers this morning, but it will be largely dry. Cloud will build from the west. There'll be patchy drizzle this afternoon and persistent rain later. Highest afternoon temperatures will range from 3 to 8 degrees.